And the blues of the night. You can have a feeling it's the goal of the day. Someone waits for me.
It's Bing Crosby back in the old craft music hall after an extended itinerary of bond rallies, hospital shows, exhibition golf matches, and freestyle autographing. With Bing this Thursday, of course, is John Scott Trotter, his Austin Chorus, his Jimmy Baird, his Jerry Beer. And these are distinguished visitors, the brilliant dramatic lyric soprano, Miss Florence Albers, and the nimble-fingered pianist, Carmen Cavallaro.
We are really loaded with help.
Oh, all right, Kenny. Never worry, one turned out a leg up.
Not me.
By the way, nice to see you. You're late, you know. You were supposed to be back last week.
Well, I stopped up after the tour. I stopped for a few days and was out to look at my cows.
Yeah.
I had a little stomach trouble. My stomach started kicking. I took riboflavin.
That's good bait, too.
Good bait? What do you mean?
I don't know. Is it true that the proceeds from your golf matches are doing
well? I will.
All right. We'll drop it there. Is it true that the proceeds from your golf matches are being used to build pitch and putt courses for the men at the hospital?
That's the plan, Kenneth. Furthermore, Hope and I even tried to use the pitch and putt courses to give the men a few pointers on how to make a putt.
Are the boys interested?
Definitely, Kenny. When some girls showed up, they gave Hope some pointers.
On what?
How to make a pitch.
Yes, I hear you had quite a hassle in South Bend.
Oh, indeed. Old Hook really did pretty well in South Bend. Yeah.
Why?
Well, it seemed that Hook in South Bend, Chicago wasn't the only city with a big loop. But enough yak with that. Let's deploy into something. Do you hear that whistle down the line? I figured it seems the number 49. The only one that's gonna sound that way on the African street in Santa Fe. See the smoke arising round the bend. I let the mixed notion gonna be a friend. Folks around these parts this time of day. From the African street and the Santa Fe. And they all want lifts down the Bounds Hotel. There's lots of room to travel in for quite a spell. All the way from Philadelphia, the Action Street, and the Santa Fe.
Beauty is only skin deep, and a salad has to be more than just beautiful. Now, the secret of success for any salad is in the dressing. So for all the salads you make, fresh fruit or vegetable, fancy gelatin molds or main dish combinations, be sure the dressing is Miracle Whip. Yes, everyone loves the delicious, different flavor of Miracle Whip. For this unique type of dressing, combining the qualities of old-fashioned boiled dressing and fine mayonnaise, has an irresistible, tangy flavor. Not too sharp, not too bland, but just right. A flavor that's made it the most popular salad dressing ever created. Then, too, because of a special craft beater, Miracle Whip salad dressing is velvety smooth. Nothing else like it. The one and only Miracle Whip.
Well, one day as I was walking down along the road, and he just spoke unto me, and he filled my heart with joy. One day as I was walking down along the road, I thank God I made it there. Hallelujah. Thank God I made it there. In my favorite day.
Hallelujah.
Thank God I made it there.
Popular piano prestidigitators operating currently. The elegant and the expert Carmen Cavallaro. I'm still a total stranger in town, C.C., but I'm told that you're structuring the pleasantry of Phil's with your modern piano rendition.
Why, thanks, Freddy. So why don't you come out to Phil's and write this one?
Well, I haven't got those kind of muscles. Well, I'm a big man at Barney's Beanery, that's why I'm perfect for that.
You mean you don't remember?
Too much dance for so much me. Come to rum as I'm strictly a listener, Carmen, like in a song like an Acapulco, which we did in the picture of Diamond Horse here. Thank you a lot. We turn now to the lush and mellow resonances of Eugenie Baird, which new song June comes around every year.
June comes around every year.
Danny, judging from the leaden skies that seem to be prevailing around California lately, June will be around sometime toward the end of July. July is the month that we place the sea throngs clamoring, fighting to begin to see the cinema of the great John L., which a couple of friends of mine wrote a song called A Friend of Yours. A grand song. Just say that I'm a friend of yours, and maybe they won't get wise. And if they see us together, from my eyes, I'll tell my heart it mustn't change because of remembering. Just say that I of yours, that you happen to meet again. We turn now to the fine dramatic lyric soprano, Miss Florence Alba. Certainly nice to welcome you back, Florence.
It certainly is nice to see you again, dear.
Likewise, I'm sure. You know, it comes as a happy thought to think you were in the hall when I left 4 weeks ago, and since I find you here on my return, you're looking here steady?
Well, as steady as you are.
That silence is really a happy silence, too. I can use it to good advantage, as Florence Alba sings. If you're going to sing here,
Boiler
Professor. Boiler Professor. Why is that? From Cavalier of Mexicana. I thought it was Gabby. Gabby.
Thank you.
May I take just a moment at this point to remind everyone that the Seventh War loan is a long way to go to meet its quota for E. Barnes. Those E. Barnes friends are the little ones of E. Barnes. We all enjoy the liberty that's being held for us, not by men who lend a few easy dollars, but by men who have given many precious hours of their time. Men who've seen things eyes would rather not see, suffered and died so that this land can remain as it is and as we want it to be. They didn't say they'd done enough on Okinawa. They went on and they did more. What they did with guns, high explosives, perseverance, sweat, and blood, we surely can back up with a few dollars from our not too difficult job. Remember that, friends. No matter what you've done so far in the way of buying war bonds, do more. We, the many, owe at the very least that much to the men, the few men who will view the victory parade from the hallowed ground on foreign soil. Good night. You belong to my heart. Now and forever. And our love had a start. Not long ago. We'll gather in stars. While a million defies. Let our love fall. When I said I love you, every beat of my heart said it true. Was a moment like this. Do you remember? And your eyes threw a tear when they met mine. Now we own all the stars. Through our memories for a trio of tempting tunes of Victor Weaver medley, we stumbled happily on the songs that Ralph Ranger and Leo Robin evolved for the Paramount picture, Paris Honeymoon.
Oh, yeah, you were in Paris Honeymoon, weren't you, Dan?
Stole a little money, there, stole some money. I mumbled my way through the role of a character called Lucky.
Lucky.
This lad had a hobby of collecting rabbit feet, horseshoes, and other good luck charms.
This was before you started making pictures of Bob Hope.
Naturally, how long can you count on Lucky?
What kind of a role did you play in Paris Honeymoon?
I was a Westerner, Father. They finally narrowed the choice down between me and Gabby Hayes. They wanted a romantic cowboy.
Oh, I see. You were more Bo Brummel.
More
Bo
Legger.
I reckon there were some good Western tunes in the picture.
Well, I reckon that you reckon that I reckon you're about dead right, partner. If you stand away, I'm going to draw a bead on one of them right here now. Stand by. I'm happy on the prairie all the day, singing Lady Ole. And the funny old hill came back and said, Lady Ole, Lady Ole, Lady Ole, Lady Ole, come far away. I got no pal to keep me company. All the birds, honey, old hills, sing along with me. But I'm happy in a pair I long to stay. Sing Larry Ole. While the funny old back and say, Lady, oh, Lady, oh, Lady, oh, Lady, come far away. And the funny old hills came back and say, Lady, oh, Lady, oh, Lady, oh, Lady, oh, Lady.
interval, the question arises, Bill.
Hello?
How did the story get from a Western setting to a Paris honeymoon?
Oh, Paris, you Westerner. You're so ignorant. Just like a babe about these Paramount pictures and the engrossing lore that surrounds them. That's as crazy as they've done. You know what happened? Faster than one can tell, Arturo de Cordoba, this guy's so lucky, got himself disengaged from a farmer's daughter who was loaded with letters, wound up in a small Balkan town, sipping double-rich malt to the golf cart lovely, who had just got herself elected to Korean in the Rose Festival.
Well, she had a very pretty face to be Queen of the Roses.
Oh, nice set of stems, too. Things didn't work out so well, though. She kept whispering in her drinking smell like he was fighting her. I don't know. You're a sweet little headache, but you are lots of fun. I've a good mind to thank you, and thank you for all you've done. You're a sweet little headache, full of quaint little schemes. But when I should forget you, I let you disturb my dreams. I thought that I could hold my own with you. You've got me all perplexed. Here I am alone with you. What are you gonna do next? You're a sweet little headache. Would you keep on that way? What a sweet little heartache you turn out to be someday.
Engrossing thing. Yeah. Tell me more about Paris honeymoon.
It's funny, if we hadn't been hanging around the pool room so much, you'd have caught this flicker.
Well, I don't get to very many pictures, Ben.
No?
No stay-at-home type.
No.
I did see one recently, though.
Where'd you get the man?
No, it's a fascinating thing.
What's the plot?
It's a great plot. Boy meets girl, boy loses girl, boy gets girl.
The type that necessitates giving away dishes.
Yeah, with that picture, they not only gave away dishes, the manager came over and washed them for you.
No doubt he asked to come over and dry them later. That's correct. Of course, in Paris honeymoon, the boy got the girl, but he did it a little differently.
With Mary?
Our best musician. Yes. I have eyes to see with, but they only you. For you have eyes. It took the very stars to change. I have lips to fire with. What else am I to do when you have lips that fill music hall next Thursday, however, the old hall will once more be open to welcome you. And on the welcoming committee, such outstanding entertainers as Edward Everett Horton, Les Tremaine, Raymond Page and his orchestra, Hildegard, and Perry Como. This latter, this Como, is, I believe, a singer. little fool. Right?
The same time to hear Edward Everett Horton, Les Lane, Hildegard, and Perry Como with Raymond Page and his orchestra. If your family is planning a 4th of July outing, be sure to pack a jar of tangy, golden, Kraft salad mustard into your picnic basket. This delicious Kraft salad mustard adds lip-smacking flavor to sandwiches, relishes, and fillings for deviled eggs, can be used in all sorts of appetizing ways. And for sharper taste, pack a jar of Kraft mustard with nippy horseradish into your picnic basket, too. Buy both kinds, Kraft salad mustard and Kraft horseradish mustard, when you shop tomorrow.